Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. Stopping foolish talk. What I mean is, how does the believer stop the world and their foolish talk about the believer? 1 Peter 2 verse 15. Let me read the verse to you. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. The point is, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 15, the point is, believers live in a hostile environment. The believer is described in Scripture, I believe, as a speckled bird. My beloved is a speckled bird on the rooftop. And if a speckled bird gets out of a cage or an aviary, and it's on the rooftop, the other birds don't like it or gather round and enjoy it. They peck at it. They hate it. And the believer is like that. Hated. Loved by God, but hated by the world. Received by God. Welcomed by God, but attacked by the world. And sometimes that attack can be even physical. But certainly they're attacked in word. Believers are attacked in word, in gossip, in chat. The world loves chat. TV is, much of it is made up of chat. Even events are sprinkled with intervals where so-called experts chat. It's chatting all the time, all about the psychobabble. And there's nearly as much time spent on the chat as on the event. And believers come across this. When the unbelievers meet them, they talk about them, they accuse them. And this is what Peter says. These men, these foolish men, they make ignorant talk. Foolish talk. Foolish men. Ignorant talk. This is what unbelievers are. Unbelievers are fools. They make such a wrong choice. They'd rather die than live. Their attitude is dismissive of God, and they're atheistical. Foolish, that's what the word can mean in Scripture. The fool hath said there is no God. This tendency to dismiss God. I don't actually believe there are any real atheists. I think all men are believers in one form or another, and they have a God. But they must eliminate the God of Scripture, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how does the believer overcome this pile of talk, this hatred, this accusation, this gossip? The tendency today is to fly to the government and get the government to pass laws to stop people doing this and that and the other. What does Peter say? We should live such godly lives in this hostile environment that the world has to shut its mouth because the witness overcomes their accusation. I believe this is the real way of gospel witness. I think other ways are patching up and blocking the dikes and stopping the holes and filling the gaps. But I think this is the real witness. They will see our good lives. They will hear our good talk. They will witness what we are, and it will silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. And this is God's will, says Peter. That is, it's God's command, it's his desire, it's his way, it's what we must do. This is what the new covenant teaches. We are to live in this hostile world, not compromise with it, stand up against it, stand out from it, witness in a dark world as lights in this fallen dark world. We shall meet this accusation, misrepresentation, lies about us. But help us so to live, may God so help us to so live before men that they may see our good works and they may glorify God by what they see in us. Overcoming their obstacles and their hatred and their ignorance and stupidity by the holiness of life. This is what Peter is talking about. May we be given grace to follow in his teaching here. Amen.